I would like to open this evening with a poem. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a detective poet. Say hello to my ooze. Theme song.
Standing on the edge of the crater, like the prophets once said, and the ashes are all cold now. No more bullets, and the embers are dead. Whispers.
We're back.
Hello. Welcome to Mega 64.
Welcome. We should say, in honor of the world's greatest detective and the forthcoming week that will be dedicated to him, we have all decided to dress like detectives.
Yep.
On this evening.
It's a theme.
Yeah. There is a reason, which we will get to. First of all, I want to thank those who make this possible. I want to thank our sponsors, LootCrate.com.
Wow.
Go to LootCrate.com.
Shouts out to LootCrate.
Shouts out.
And you could subscribe for a box of amazing treats. Then I would like to thank SumoLounge.com, the greatest chair manufacturer of all time. We're going to give shout-out.
Shout-out. Reddit.
There's a statistic. 75% of all crime evidence or murder-related evidence was found on a sumo chair somewhere. Like,
that's true.
They do retain fingerprints and fluids, so... But that's you can't tell. You need equipment to see all that.
100% of the people who were murdered on a sumo, the crimes were solved.
Yeah.
So think about that. I don't know what other chair can guarantee that kind of success rate.
Yeah.
You're probably not going to get murdered on a sumo, but rest assured that if you are, the perpetrator will be caught
justice will be served.
Yeah, so I'm fine with it. Do whatever you want to me on a sumo.
Yeah, because you're going to get caught.
Yeah, you ain't getting away with shit.
Couple detectives like us, we'll get to the bottom of it.
Yep, a couple detectives.
So we got two couples of detectives.
Yeah, there are four.
Thank you to our sponsors. So without further ado, we'll explain what we're doing here. But first, I have one thing I need to do.
Hold on. There actually is technology in progress.
Guys, stall for a second.
All right, so with no further ado at all. Check this out. I put a rose
look at that.
Into my gun.
A rose by any other name.
Look, there are so many hack artists out there. Banksy and others.
Yeah.
Whoever else is an artist besides Banksy. I'm the real artist, okay? Can we confirm that Derek was the first person to ever put a flower into a gun?
We have confirmation on that.
Confirmed. Now, flower in the gun is a DCO.
I think I'm going blind, or I'm doing some damage for my art, because I want to portray this detective as best I can. I didn't realize these are the 3D glasses for Rocco's TV.
Oh, shit.
Over there.
Yeah, that'll fuck up your eyes.
So it hurts real bad. I've had them on for about five... Well, I'm devoted to this... And as I'm going to take it all the way to the end.
All right. Technology has taken its course. Ladies and gentlemen, I may confirm.
Okay.
Tickets for our Game Days 2014 Day 1 panel screening theatrical event.
What's that?
Are now on sale.
Oh, my God.
What?
Just go to...
Now?
You can go to either mega64.com/gamedays or shop.mega64.com. Either way...
Four shots out.
It's in there. Buy it. And you're in.
You're in.
And
you can come and you can be there with us.
We have some news about that event. You know what? Let's just get right to it. We have a lot of news to cover tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen.
You're right. Right.
Without further ado. The ado is done. Fuck ado.
Fuck ado.
Hashtag fuck ado. Because we're not a-doing it anymore. All right. Tickets are on sale for our Game Days 2014 event.
Hold on. Much ado about fucking.
Shouts
out.
That was really good.
Hey, you got the producer coming over here congratulating me. Okay, back to Rocco.
It was okay. We're going to get solidarity. We got some infographics for you. Here we go. Mega 64 Game Days 2014 event. This year, it's going to be a bigger deal than last year. It's going to be longer. There's going to be more It's a big deal. There's more than one panel.
What?
That's right. Whoa. It's going to be a longer event. And, of course, by buying a ticket, you're going to also get, you know, everyone who knows who went last year, they know you got prizes, you got all kinds
of
stuff.
Yeah,
there was all kinds of stuff. There was a raffle, that's right.
Yeah.
And so it's a full, it's going to be your
swag.
Yeah.
Dude, someone ate one of Kevin's cookies.
Yeah. Exactly. Let's talk about what happened last year, but we're not guaranteeing it'll happen again this year.
Yes.
But let's talk about some of the fun times and some of the happy things. We served food last year.
Yeah.
We gave out shirts. Posters.
Everyone got a shirt and poster.
Everybody got an exclusive shirt and poster.
True.
Everybody got an exclusive Game Days Disneyland map.
True.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was
really cool.
I can't see shit without my ring.
We raffled off a lot of
some detective
prizes. As we said, we raffled off one of Kevin's amazing chocolate chip cookies. We raffled off a Marcus.
That's right. We gave away a Marcus prop for Marcus's Corner.
Yeah.
We gave away the hot dog eating, beach loving Marcus from Marcus's Corner,
and our friends at Funimation gave us a ton of anime Blu-rays to auction.
That's right.
As well,
all kinds of anime.
Did we give
away anime
swag too?
Did we give away a little bit of Razor swag? Yeah, we did.
We
did. Yeah, we had like headphones and mice. So giveaways, fun times, all that and more. This year, as Rocco said, is going to be a bigger deal, bigger and better. Okay, so tell mom it is a big deal. Okay, you are going to Anaheim. It is a big deal.
Yeah.
Tell mom. Let her know.
And in addition to that, as you may have seen in our graphic as well, there, for the first time, is an official hotel block.
What?
Where, and that's up right now. Go to mega64.com/gamedays.
That's right.
You can get.
You know what that means?
What?
Hotel parties.
Oh.
There you go.
In Garrett's room.
There you go.
In my room.
Only in Garrett's room.
Confirmed.
But you can get a better deal on the kind of room you want to get either Saturday or Sunday. They're all on there.
We were not content to just intimidate the executives at Disneyland and force them to lower their prices. We got bored with them. So we walked down the street.
Yep.
We kicked the door open at the hotel that our event is being hosted at. We said, "You're next, baby."
Woo!
We broke them. We broke their will. We got the discounted hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Check it out.
All the rooms at this hotel, all the rooms are suites, and they're barely over $100. Come on.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty damn good.
Yep. So he's asking if there's going to be a Mega 64G. That's up to you guys. We have no, we don't organize that.
Sean might.
I do like Sean.
Did you see this? Just guys. We'll organize it as
well.
Well, here's the thing. Every time at Game Days, it's basically an orgy in Sean's room anyways.
Yeah. So just leave the door open.
So there are enough Wavebird controllers.
Yeah.
We have enough.
Are we going to make it official? Who knows?
But anyway, yeah. So all of that, the tickets are on sale, and the hotel block is on sale at mega64.com/gamedays or shop.mega64.com. Links are in both of them. You're good either way.
That's like the biggest thing I'm looking forward to this year.
Yeah, me too.
Game Days. Like this summer, that's like we're doing a lot this summer.
Yes.
That's a big, people call it con season. But man, Game Days is like so special. I mean, obviously for a reason.
That was like my that was like the best weekend last year.
It's gonna be a blast.
Okay, so there's that. Now, I already said Adu is out of the picture, so we got a lot of shit to cover. First of all, some people, you know, are wondering, well, you got all these events going on. What's going on at home? What's going on with the videos? What's coming up next? So we are proud to announce. Again, we are here as tribute to detectives everywhere.
It is World's Greatest Detective Week.
It is World's Greatest Detective Week because this week is officially Batman Week. That's right.
Whoa.
Mega 64 special presentation. This whole week is going to be Batman-centric.
The Dark Knight. Returns.
Yes, that's right.
That's right.
And I promise it's going to be 100% amazing and 0% any of that bat-fuck. Ben Affleck will not be involved whatsoever. Take his name off the list,
get
you piece of
out.
Shit.
I almost forgot about that fucko Ben Affleck.
Fuck off.
Oh, boy.
No laughing matter.
If Ben Affleck is watching this,
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Eat shit.
And if Matt you Damon and your is wife. Watching this, you tell him what we said.
Yeah.
You tell him.
Your Batman
like
performance.
Apples, Matt Damon. Fuck your best friend.
Yeah. So all this week, we're going to have, we got great new previews of what's to come in Batman. I know a lot of you guys are excited about Arkham World.
Arkham Land.
Argo. It was Ben Affleck's previous
film. Arkham, yeah. Fuck yourself.
So Arkham Knights, Batman, wow. Batman Arkham Knights.
Oh,
so you're gonna love these. You're going to love this week. We're going to put something up new every single week from the Batman universe. And we're just going to, you know, it's just, you know, we're kind of DC heads over here.
That's dickheads for short.
So, you know.
I don't want that.
We're all about it.
All right, so say DC head for long.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, Batman week, this week, Mega64.com and our YouTube channel. Check it out. You're just going to be amazed. You're going to wish you were in Gotham.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about Batman, Eric.
Can't you?
Okay,
all
right. There was a lot of information there. Rocco said it, but it's worth saying again. Right. It's Batman week. We're putting up new Batman videos every day of the week.
Every day.
This Monday, week. Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
What more do you need to say?
If you like Wolverine more, because Batman's where it is at next
It's goddamn week. Batman week.
It's the Dark Knight. He's here. Watch on Monday and you'll find out.
Yeah, check into our YouTube channel every day this week. It is Batman week. Mega 64 presents Batman week. New Batman videos
Batman
coming out every day.
Head around it, guys. Get with the program.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Batman.
And I have
And dress up like your version of the world's greatest detective.
Yeah.
I'm like a noir.
It's like we took the Batman concept and the Doctor Who concept and we perfectly merged them.
Yeah. Perfect. He's got like a scarf.
Yeah. We're all different versions of Batman.
Right.
I'm a noir, like 1930s. Hello, m'lady.
Yeah.
I'm Bruce Wayne trying to impress the corporations playing some golf, but really I'm thinking about how they're all fucked up and I'm going to kill them later.
Because you know they plan 9/11.
I know they plan 9/11.
Yeah. What version of Batman are you?
I'm Batman Beyond. In the future.
And you?
Tight. I am cool Batman.
You are pretty cool. I mean, it's like a beat poet thing, but it's cool.
So, I just want to say apologies to YouTube. Sorry, Comedy Week didn't happen again this year. We're taking over Batman.
You know why it didn't happen again this year? Ruined it. Mm. We made them feel stupid.
We undermined them. We got in and we planted our seed in their fan base and it spread like a,
a meme. That sounds heinous.
Yeah. Spreading seeds.
Right. Moving on.
Moving on. So that's for you at home. As you may know, we have a couple events coming up
very soon.
Anime Expo and RTX. They're both happening 4th of July weekend. We've had people asking nonstop, what are you bringing? What are you showing? What are you going to have at these events? We have a booth at both shows with exclusive items. And we're going to be doing panels showing stuff you can't see anywhere else.
Ooh, wow.
That always happens. But what's going to be at our booth, we're going to tell you right now. First of all, first exclusive, we've shown this before, Shangri-La for all of us. We've shown this before. There's a con exclusive shirt that we've sold. We sold it at PAX East. It's going to be back. The Internet Soldiers Elite shirt.
What?
It is black with gold foil.
Whoa.
And that's a gold you're just going to look amazing.
Those,
you know?
Like, practically sold out at PAX East.
Yeah. We had, like, two left after PAX East.
That's like hip rappers wear, like, gold foil on their shirts. That's like Pharrell and stuff.
Yeah. We're Pharrell.
We're taking the fashion of the hip rappers, and we're giving them to Mega 64 fans.
You see, when summer hits, you're going to have to look hot to compete with all the cool boys and girls out on the beach. You've got to have some, like, gold foil.
So, in addition,
here's what you do. Go ahead.
Oh, no.
Never mind.
What do you do?
Well, I was going to say, you wear the gold foil shirt on top, bikini bottom on bottom.
That's a good look.
Yeah.
That's a good look. It's a good look.
Fellas, the women are going to be all over you.
And then you do that thing that they do in the LMFAO video where you jiggle your like, dick.
You jiggle your dick.
Yeah.
What's that called?
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Yeah.
Yeah, wiggle, yeah.
Yeah, the technical term is wiggle, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
You guys saw that, but I got to feel it with his legs shaking.
This whole,
I'm imagine, the lucky one.
Yeah.
Brady.
Dude, imagine doing it with me. That's no. So fucking
whoa.
Gross.
Yikes.
Okay. Next announcement. We have two t-shirts.
Moving on.
Two brand new t-shirts.
Two?
That will be available first at Anime Expo and RTX this year. Brought to you by some amazing artists, but produced and brought to you by me and Derek.
Mm-hmm. The most amazing artists.
The most amazing
artists. The two people with the who can't draw shit.
Take
all the credit.
Ladies and gentlemen, here are the new shirts we are going to have. The Mega Mansion shirt, brought to you by Derek. And the Bio shirt, brought to you by me.
Who did the art for those?
The art for mine is by Jason Cryer, who did an amazing, amazing job.
Look at that. Are they seeing this now?
They are.
Fuck beautiful. Yes.
And then Derek.
And the return of Dusty Peterman, who did the retro horror shirt previously.
That's right, he did. Nice. I always forgot about that.
He's back.
The way you guys work with these artists is you kind of come up with an idea of what you're looking for, and you portray that in a conversation to the artist, and then they give you samples of kind of what they come up with.
Well, the real artist, me, I can't reveal my secrets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not allowed
shouts
to.
Out.
I don't want to give away how I get other people to draw things for me.
Nice.
Well, I'm fascinated with the method, because like I've done that before with shirt designs.
I can say it is a lot of frustration.
Yeah.
And hard work on my part.
Yeah. Shouts out. Whenever, when you go and edit the podcast, can you do like an After Effects gunfire and like a gunshot noise? When
I'll make the noise.
At least the noise would be
the
good.
Noise.
Machine gun.
Sure.
Okay, cool.
So those are both shirts. Both those shirts will be available first at Anime Expo and RTX. But it doesn't stop there. At both events, these are exclusive to these two events, will never be sold ever again afterwards. We have two exclusive 18x24 poster prints for Anime Expo and RTX. Each one gets a different exclusive. If you want both, oh, you better be traveling.
You better be fast.
Both posters will be available at their respective show that weekend.
Damn.
And then after that weekend... ripped up, thrown in the recycling
bin.
And
they're
recyclable.
And we're going to show them
now!
Used for toilet paper.
Even if there's a printing mistake and we get millions by accident, the ones we do not sell this weekend, we will dispose of.
Yeah.
You will not, you're not allowed to have them.
Anime Expo gets the artistically beautiful Ava 64 poster, and RTX gets the affectionate Texas loving Tex-Mex sucks poster print.
Yeah. Which is alternately called the honest poster. The truth.
Our truth.
Alternately it's also called the truth, and the word poster isn't even involved.
It's just called the truth. So if you want to buy the Ava 64 poster or the truth, visit either Anime Expo or RTX. Now, I see many of you calling it quits. You're going to bed for the night satisfied with your announcements. But as you know, at every keynote, as is customary, rest in peace, Steve Jobs. I did see Jobs with Ashton Kutcher. Uh-huh. Get the fuck out of my office! I'm just kidding. It's a quote. There's one more thing.
What? It can't be.
What?
At all conventions through the rest of the year, mm-hmm. Mega 64 will not... for the first time ever, be offering a con exclusive DVD.
What?
Unfortunately,
no one,
it had to be canceled.
How many years in a row have we done the con exclusive DVD?
100.
10.
10 to 100, somewhere
in
that range.
Between. No one knows for sure.
How do we break that cycle?
However, this year, we're pleased to announce con exclusive Blu-ray.
Oh my god, that makes more sense.
The future's here.
Our con exclusive Blu-ray featuring not only the best material from our past year in master quality high definition and lossless audio, it contains the 10th anniversary special edition version 1 HD remake of the first episode.
Oh my god.
We refilmed and reshot and remade the first episode of Mega 64 version 1.
Wow.
It is available You can watch both versions on this Blu-ray, the old version and the 10 years later HD remake. And in that graphic, you can actually see there's a small little comparison shot of the resolution of one versus the other.
It was crazy. Well, and it was crazy.
We did show it. Some of you who went to Game Days last year, you guys saw it for the first time. We made it for that, to show it there. And now it can finally be owned and seen by the public at our con exclusive Blu-ray. We have never had a con exclusive Blu-ray
this
before.
This is a big jump in
who
technology.
Has that? Yeah. Does anyone else have that?
No.
That's it. I think we're the first people.
We're known for having a reduced price con exclusive.
Run out.
Content.
Grab yourself a PlayStation 3 so you'll have something to watch the con exclusive Blu-ray on.
Hell exactly. Yeah.
It's coming this summer.
You can if you don't have a standalone Blu-ray player, exactly, get a PS3, get a PS4, get an Xbox One.
What are you doing?
Get ready.
If you're a Mega 64 podcast viewer and you don't have a Blu-ray player, what are you doing?
Weird.
You're probably watching the podcast cuz you know it's online.
There was a point, there's a station down here in San Diego, people out there might not know it, KUSI.
I know KUSI.
And I remember for, until, honestly, like, maybe a few years ago, 5 years ago, they didn't have a website whatsoever.
What?
Wow.
And I remember my mom cracking up about that, because she was like, what at this point, what media source doesn't have a website?
Yeah.
And so she's like, you know, I feel like it would be fun to call and complain about this.
Yeah.
And she called. She's like, I just want to see what they say.
Okay.
So she called them and went, hey, you should really get a website, like KUSI.com. And the person on the phone was so dismissive and went, if they're on the computer, they're not watching KUSI.
Whoa.
And my mom laughed and hung up. Nice. And that was a funny story. I remember.
Do they have a website now?
I believe they do now. Yes.
I think a lot of those local news sites.
But nobody's watching KUSI, so,
so there you have
they
it.
Were right.
My coworkers like watch local news at work on their browser windows. Like I think most of the local news stations, you can just watch a window in there. That's crazy.
Oh yeah.
You don't need cable.
What's the world coming to?
I don't know.
These TV shows, these fucking crazy TV shows.
Who knows?
Anyway,
I want to talk about.
That's it. Anymore.
Yeah,
this segues into the perfect to crazy TV show talk. Eric, will you hit the crazy TV show graphic?
Let's do that. You know what? Rocco didn't give me that one. I have this. This is all I have. I'm sorry.
I'll take it.
That's
a crazy TV show. Have you heard about this new show being promoted called Rising Star?
No.
Yeah.
I already talked to these guys about this.
Yeah.
Rising Star is really funny because there's a lot of promotions coming out for it. It's kind of like American Idol, but there's no judges. You just, people watch it and then you can vote on your phone for who you like.
Okay.
And all the promotions for it, they keep talking about it as if it is one of the most historically significant things to ever happen in the history of television. Everybody's just
because
like...
Because the viewers are corely voting.
Yeah, it's just like, I've never been a part of this. Oh my God. This is history in the making. God. This is people... They could just... They see who they want. And I was watching TV with my dad on Father's Day, and he kind of just like ruined it all for me in one sentence. He was just watching it, and he just went, so it's a popularity contest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I was just like... Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's not even a music competition.
Oh, you can do whatever. You could just be...
No. It's singing, but you're not being judged by anybody who knows anything about music, nor are they required to.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just, who do you like more?
You know what? Like, 7 years ago now, which is crazy, Howard Stern, like, took over American Idol and
had
all his fans vote for Sanjaya, who couldn't sing. He can do that again way easier with this show now because it's the worst thing
you
can go through.
You're going to get a faction of the fun part of the internet that's going to rally behind the worst person that is aired on that show.
I just feel like, the whole thing's been defused for me, and I feel like American Idol wasn't my show. Personally, I didn't like to watch it, but the most interesting part was Simon Cowell telling everybody that they suck.
Yeah.
So that's gone. Or really shitty, like the preliminary round where everybody who can't sing comes in and sings all crappy and gets told that they suck.
And then
talks
shit
on their way out. Which is also gone. So
yeah.
I don't understand. Sorry, I don't understand how this is different from American Idol or The Voice or anything.
It's only different because I think that
because they, historic,
they eliminate thousands of people to 20, and then after that, America votes.
No. Let me break it down for you. Those shows had people who actually were in the music industry listening to you sing, thinking to themselves, "Is this person a good singer?" That element has been removed. Now it's just, hey, America.
So it's just unfiltered noise.
It's like the YouTube comments section
got
their own TV show.
You maybe want to watch this
show. Dude, it's like, oh, America, you like this person or that person? And then they're just going to point the camera at these two people and you just pick.
Wow.
There's no criteria beyond that. And who do you like looking at?
And that's what I was saying, too. It's like we've lost what made these a hit in the first place. Like, American Idol was a hit because Simon Cowell was, like, an industry guy who was real with them. You know? And, like, where are we now where we're just having someone stand up and I hit a button if I hate them? I don't
When you get it. When you mentioned the, like, it's like YouTube commenting.
Yeah.
There's no filter. Like, just, you know, on a population ratio, like, it's going to be racist. The results are going to be racist, I think.
Probably.
Like
that's where you went first.
The only thing that would make this show legitimately interesting was if you could, like, put comments on the air of people who were voting. Then I would watch
it. And if the people on stage could see them.
Yes.
Like, as soon as they step out, guy looks ugly. Looks like shit. That looks like shit. Fat ass.
Nico Vision is Japan's version of YouTube.
Yeah.
And they kind of have that, where the comments...
They go on the
scroll.
Screen. Yeah.
Wow.
It's weird. Hey, if they could have that, I'd watch.
They started doing that.
I watched
Deadliest Catch, which is a reality show, but I like there's a story involved to it, and like it's not all fake. Some of it is, obviously, but whatever. But now they are adding this thing where there's people talking on Facebook, and they put that in the middle of the show.
Oh my God. In the corner.
Oh. I don't give a fuck what Tom Smith says from New Jersey. I go, fuck.
Yeah. But I hate that too. I think that will make me not watch a show. But I would enjoy it if they were seeing it too.
Exactly.
If they were on the boat and, wow, why is this fuckhead bitch? This guy looks like shit. Oh. Maybe I'll go inside.
It's unfiltered somehow. Yeah. I'm in this, like, mode where I haven't watched any TV shows for a good, like, 2 months, and I've just been watching movies.
Yeah.
That happens, like, I'll roll on and off of, like...
Well, I had no idea True Blood started back up tonight. So now you can watch that gracefully end.
Yeah, well, this is the last season, right? That's, like, me and Rocco's guilty pleasure.
Yeah, that show is fun. And then this last season, I found out that the guy who ran the show left. Which makes a lot of sense if you watch this last season and it's fan fiction. It was like, yo, what if this guy was just fucking gay? what if she just like kissed this dude, but he's like fucking gay? Now what?
Wait, you might be spoiling stuff for me. Well,
spoiler.
Hey, did we talk about E3 last? I mean, I was on last podcast.
No, I waited. No, because I knew you guys went. Yeah, we did go. We did go to E3. Most of what we have to say is about Nintendo.
Yeah, well, huh?
Sony, Microsoft. Honestly, like, nobody this year really, like, wasted anyone's time, so I give them credit for that. Like, Microsoft showed stuff, and even Sony showed some stuff that would be like, okay, this would be cooler if I was 14. But they never, you know what I mean? They never paraded anyone out to dance. There was never really a time waster thing. It was like, okay, cool, you know, whatever. Even... You know, Xbox One, they showed, they got a Platinum exclusive now, the Scalebound, that's cool. But again, it was a lot of CG trailers, but it was like, okay, cool, they got some stuff coming.
I like that the Japanese directors and the guys, like, Kamiya came to E3.
Yeah,
like,
that was really cool.
A lot of the guys came out to present their games, which I thought was
cool. So, Kamiya came?
Yeah.
He did. And then, so you know, and Sony had a good mix of stuff, but, you know, same kind of thing. But Nintendo was the one. It's the same story last year, really. Nintendo was where on the show floor you wanted to go to play stuff. Uh-huh. So we did. We played a lot of stuff. Nintendo let us go into like a little back area that had all the games loaded up on Wii U.
Yeah, which is funny because I was like in line for what I thought was Mario Maker, and then I get to it's my turn. And he's like, "Hey, what game do you want to play?" And they were all just on the Wii U. I could choose any game. It was
that's bitchy.
Yeah, they had all the demos
there. It was really cool. Before we get to Nintendo, real quick, because we talk about that a lot, we did play one other game, a couple other games actually, but one on the Oculus Rift, which I never played before.
Yeah.
What was it called?
Damn, I was going to have it.
The Agency? The Agency. Is that it?
I think it was.
Maybe. Whatever.
I don't know
if it's
we'll
find
it
out.
It was on Oculus.
It was on the Oculus.
Nice.
I've never done that before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's getting better,
Holy
too.
Holy shit. That was crazy.
It's
like,
better.
There's a part where you're being. I'm just talking about the game because it looked really cool and fun. But you're laying on a gurney and they're pushing you through it, and like you just look around and like you can see people talking and pointing to you, or like you're looking this
That's
way.
Sick.
And like you feel like I feel like I was in that room. It was the weirdest. It was the weirdest thing.
It's I have to check to see if they've announced all this stuff, but I think they have now at this point. So I'll bring all the material next time,
okay?
And we can talk more about that because this one little developer showed us a game they developed, and it was a lot of exploration, trying to get out of somewhere you're locked up, and playing it through that was like really cool.
The only problem with it that I had was when you turn around in a first person shooter or first person game, it's really fast to get to that place. But it was so fast that I was getting dizzy because I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
It was just like, you're in the room and all of a sudden, like, boom, and it was too much. So I had to close my eyes when I did that. But besides that, it was fucking
and they
crazy.
Apparently
would that
worked
be disorienting,
on...
though, when you would reopen your eyes?
No. That was fine.
You would, like, close your eyes, turn your head, and open them.
No. My character is moving around, too. So, like, I would close my eyes knowing that, okay, I'm going to turn to the left and see what's down here real quick.
Oh, wow.
So I did that, and then I opened my eyes, and I'm there, and I...
Wow.
Yeah, they're working on that too because they have a newer model. We didn't even use the newest model, but they have one that tracks your head even more.
Okay, because I thought you were talking about the new. Because I've used the old one as well. The one they got now it helps a lot with that.
There's
motion,
a bunch of versions.
Yeah,
we used it almost like we just don't have the newest one.
It was like the
I want to try that out.
It was HD. You were in that room. It was so weird.
Yeah.
So
we tried that out, and but anyway, Nintendo
back
though,
Nintendo,
back
yeah.
to Nintendo. Yeah, we pretty much tried every demo that they had, and we played a lot. It was us and there were a lot of the Game Grumps people there, and a few other people that we knew. Gerard was there. Gerard, the completionist, was there, and we all played Smash Brothers a lot.
Yeah.
We played that a long time. And that wasn't my goal going into E3. It's like, I know what Smash Brothers is. I don't necessarily need to play it. But I'm glad I did. There was it was really, really interesting. Little Mac is my jam. Like, I was doing so well with that character.
Eric, you played for like an hour over the entire E3 week, right?
I probably played for an hour to an hour and a half over the whole span of E3.
Yeah.
So, man, that game is really cool.
And Little Mac, you said by far was...
Yeah, yeah. Well, next time we see this game playable anywhere, he's not going to be nearly as strong as he was.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think Nintendo's brilliant for doing this whole tournament and the whole thing that was attached to E3 with the Smash Brothers and getting the feedback and going over the footage that they streamed to see how to balance their game.
Yeah.
Because they've found out now that, which I'm sure everyone did, that Little Mac was
I'm beat. So fucking bad at that game. Like, it's not even a question. I suck. So I was like, okay, Wii Fit Trainer, fuck it. And I was doing pretty good. Like,
yeah. I think that's a cool character,
a Wii Fit Trainer. And every attack is a yoga pose. It was funny.
Little Mac I liked just because I'm not good at airplay, you know, like whatever, and neither was he. So
yeah.
I really enjoyed that. But anyway, so that was really fun. We tried the Zelda, what is Hyrule Warriors?
Hyrule Warriors.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That was did you play that, Eric?
Yeah.
That was fucking fun.
That's cool.
Great. It looked great, too. It looked really cool.
It's Dynasty Warriors with HD Zelda graphics on top.
You can't go wrong.
That's all I want. Cool. It was great.
It was fucking rad.
So that was super fun.
Design, I've only seen, like, stills and stuff, but the character design looks, like, a little more, I don't know, adult. It's not like, child-like
Zelda. No, it definitely
wasn't
adult. It was
like,
adult
they look like gruff kind of fighting characters.
Yeah.
And, there was a 10-minute demo. It was fucking awesome. It was a ton of fun.
Nice.
You know the game that, like, came out of nowhere, and I think my favorite was Splatoon.
Yeah, we all played Splatoon.
So much fun playing Splatoon.
That game looks
yeah.
good. But I don't know how it's going to go when you're playing not at a... Like, we were like... I was on a team with like... It was like me, Kevin, Rocco, our friend Casey. It was like all of us on a team. But you have to have your own Wii U to play. You can't play like, you know, like on the same TV. So that's kind of weird, I think.
They did say in the past day or so it will have local multiplayer on one system. However they work that out.
Huh.
I don't know how that's going to work either.
How will that work?
I don't know. But split screen or something.
Yeah,
something.
Split screen.
But regardless, yeah, it was. It was like it was a shooter, but you were using paint and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And your goal, it was honestly like kind of like Color the World mode in Battle Block Theater, where you were just trying to get your paint all over the floor as wherever you could to make it your color.
Yeah.
And then you could also transform into a squid to float into in and out of the paint.
So like a warp
to go under walls and like stuff like that. That was crazy.
You also need to refuel paint, but you do that by going into it. And like,
oh, that's
through.
How you refuel.
Yeah. And but it's also cool because let's say like I'm playing, I look on the map and I see, oh shit, Rocco's in trouble. I can hit his thing on the gamepad and I shoot up and I go to Rocco and to I start helping him out.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It was so fun.
It just, I only watched the demo online that they showed, but it looked like such an interesting art style that fit into the gameplay.
Yeah,
and it looked just cute and like fun at the same time.
Yeah,
like, I'm excited to play that.
It's really funny, and people have already commented on this, but it's great because when Nintendo's announcing this stuff, and I remember they showed it in the keynote, I remember hearing people talking about why did they waste so much time talking about Splatoon? And it's like, this is the company that people yell make a new IP all the time, and they did it, and you see exactly what position these guys are in, where people yell that every day, and then when you give them that, it's where's Metroid? You know?
Yeah.
So anyway. But anyway, so that was a lot of fun. Yeah. Unexpected surprise
the
there.
The best looking game, surprisingly, was Yoshi's Woolly World.
Yeah, Woolly World.
Woolly World, not Woolly World. That's a vacation. This game, it was all yarn, and it looked so good.
Yep.
It was bizarre. It was crazy how
it looked like real physical shit.
That's cool.
And everything in the game, they were telling me about it. They had Treehouse people there. They had important Treehouse developers brought to you by Nintendo at the show floor at
E3.
What? Oh, you can do it that time.
All was written
out. Yeah, that was easy.
But anyway, well, there's no pressure, you know. but anyway, everything in the game was made to be a actual physical thing.
Huh.
There aren't just gems floating around. They're sequins. You know, things are made out of thread, others out of yarn, others
it's all
are
craft. Arts it's and craft.
Yeah, they said we made a point that everything is from an arts and craft store.
Dude,
it's not just a thing.
Hey, there's so many people out there that are like, I'm a arts and crafts kind of guy in a way, but there's a lot of people that are really into that.
Yeah.
That game's going to be huge with them.
Yeah.
Like people that run Etsy's and stuff like that are all into crafting and making and selling stuff. That's fucking huge.
Ego Raptor Aaron was at the show and specifically said, when we picked it up, I think it was him, said, this is like Etsy the video game. And I thought that was really fun.
That's going to be really cool.
But it's cool because like you are going through and you like collect, instead of like collecting coins, or you're getting balls of yarn.
Yeah.
And then you go up and you see like a wire frame or something, so you spit it up, you chew it up and spit it out, and it ravels that thing, so then I can jump on that platform.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then, or if you ever see like a thread hanging from a wall, you can lick it and it'll eat that yarn, and then it unravels into a huge like cavern that you can go into like,
oh,
hidden
wow.
shit.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
It was cool, and it played like Yoshi's Island, so that was good for me.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything from the game aside from stills, so I just knew what it looked like. But
yeah, that was really cool.
Really, Nintendo like has me interested in every single thing.
Yeah, I think they sold a lot of Wii U's.
Miyamoto had his own corner.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just little games, little like mini games that he was working on.
Yeah.
And I played one of them. I played both, but there was one Project Guard.
Project Guard, yeah, is the code name.
And the game is that on the gamepad, it's like 8 security cameras. No, is that right? No.
12.
12 security cameras?
On the TV, there's 12 security cameras you could watch at any given point. You're watching over a base. And on the gamepad is the map. And you can turn each security camera into a gun if you need to take care of a pest or someone
like
trying to get in.
It's like a tower defense.
Yes.
So you're watching the security cameras. Oh, shit, someone's in quadrant 4. Where is that? And then you can hit that and shoot him from there. But then you have to constantly look back and forth because while you're shooting this guy in quadrant 4, someone in 8 is trying to break in.
Yes,
and it was like, oh, my God. Like, it was just
8 and then, 12. And like you're trying to like get like stressed
out. That's cool.
It was so fun.
Yeah, so it was just a little game. And then he also had Project Robo, but I didn't get to try that. Yeah. I lined up to play Project Robo, Miyamoto's other game. I was waiting there. I waited like 20 minutes. I was just behind some dude playing it. Then as I'm about to walk up, they went, I'm sorry. We're on a tight schedule. We have to cut a VIP in. I'm so sorry. And they brought in this like 6-year-old kid who was in the biggest suit. He was in a business suit 10 times bigger than him. He looked like the Talking Heads. I thought he was going to walk up onto the stage and start going like that, you know? And it was like, So I'm standing there just like, are you serious? Okay. And he played one round of it, and I'm like, cool, well, it's my turn. Oh, play as long as you like. Just go ahead. And I'm like, well, I'm leaving then. I'm not going to do this. And
Rich took control.
When we found out who he was.
So Aaron came by later and was like, I went to go play Smash Brothers, and some kid in a giant suit cut in front of me. And I was like, who was that? And he goes, they told me that's the son of the owner of E3. I was like, oh, yeah.
Why is he wearing a giant
suit? He took his dad's suit. I don't know.
Zeus Suit Riot.
So that was weird. But anyway, I didn't see a Star Fox demo anywhere.
Me neither.
So I don't think that was there. Oh. And Bayonetta 2 was there, but I played that last year. Yeah. I know what I'm getting.
And I didn't go to E3.
You know what, though? I thought of you. Neither. You will love that Mario Maker. I played that, too.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
that's right. Yeah. That is a game 100% for you. Like, 100%. Hey, and it was so,
you making Mario's.
It was so easy.
Go ahead.
Derek, I also thought of you. You will really like Smash Brothers.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. It was so easy to make a level and do things, and then you can turn it from the first Mario to Mario's Wii U graphics in one click, and everything is now in that. And
oh, I didn't know that.
I think that's all. Now, and that's what I was going to say. I think that a thing that didn't, I feel like news didn't get out. The Mario Maker, you make everything in Mario 1 graphics really simplified, but then all you can do is hit a button to change the styles.
And it's all that.
And then it looks
nothing
like a Wii U game.
I've seen and read express that.
Exactly.
All I saw was, oh, you can make Mario 1 levels. Yeah. That's cool. I'm still going to get that. Yeah. But that feature you're talking about reminds me of how Halo Legacy could switch from the Halo 1 to the new...
Yeah.
That sounds fucking 10 times cool.
Yeah, exactly. You
the
can pick what
Mario
style you want it.
Are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so I was surprised I didn't see that on a lot of websites listed. But you can do that, and they confirmed this. This for me was the big deal for me. I'm not good at making levels and stuff. That's something Derek is really good at in certain games. But Mario Paint back in the day had a music creator.
Oh yeah.
Composer. This game is going to have it. It's,
oh, really?
It's made by the same team who did Mario Paint, so it's like, oh, I kind of want to do that. That'll be cool.
Nice.
But anyway,
I think that's
it for E3, I think. We'll talk more about that Oculus game next week, because I want to promote them a lot.
Yeah, they were fucking rad. So.
Rocco's proven he's far better detective than the rest of us here.
Why?
He's gotten the bottom of Mario Maker. We had no idea.
Did.
Yeah. He cracked it wide open.
Congratulations on
got
the case.
Some body. Yeah,
thank you.
You deserve
case
that.
Closed on Mario Maker.
Oh, I did want to say real quick, because I see people talking about it. They announced Xenoblade sequel, Xenoblade Chronicles X. That's for me like one of my most. Oh, I can't wait for that. They had a station for it at E3. I walked into the booth, and in the far corner, is it play? Oh my god! And I ran over there, and I was like, oh my god! Like, is this playable? And she's like, this is the trailer. Oh, okay. But it was at a station just like any other game. You just couldn't play it. But so I'm like, oh, well, I don't know if I saw the whole trailer, I guess. And she's asking me questions the whole time. It's like, oh, I don't want to watch this with somebody. I'm going to leave.
Shut up and let me watch this is what
So did you play the first one? Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I'll just, can I go, is this on YouTube?
Yeah. Oh, there's dialogue and shit that she's talking about?
It was just awkward. There was someone literally standing right next to the screen. Okay, yeah, watch the trailer. It was like, no, I'm going to go.
That happened every time I was playing Smash Brothers.
Oh, really?
They
tried to talk
time.
To you, huh?
They're like trying to hold conversation and go like, yeah, did you like the other Smash Brothers? Yeah, hey, I'm busy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. We can talk.
No, I didn't like those. They sucked.
We can talk in between rounds.
I don't play video.
People
games.
Are saying a cool idea would be if they threw the first Xenoblade is like impossible to get now.
Yeah.
If they threw that in with the sequel, that's not impossible because they did that with Bayonetta. I think that's really
Bayo's
cool.
Bayo's doing it.
They're just throwing it in with some extra stuff.
I only call it Bayo now.
Cool.
Big Bayo fan.
I only call it Scott. This is like a play on
words. Oh.
So it's like Cockney rhyming slang for Bayonetta. You call it Scott.
Scott Bayo.
Cool.
Netta.
Scott.
Oh, now I get it.
John was the girl in there. She's got long hair now.
Anyway, yeah. So
Nintendo, I think, they fucking killed it, I thought. It was so much
fun. They were the one company that showed up with just saying, hey, we're not talking about like demographics or like lifestyle shit.
Yeah.
We're not taking our safety seriously at all. Let's just have fun. Okay. Yeah. So that was great. With one exception, I will say my favorite thing that I saw at E3, period, just in terms of one game, Me and my brother were walking around on the first day of E3, and we saw Konami's booth, and it was like, it's just kind of like white walls. There's
that
nothing
was weird.
There's something happening. That was really odd. And then a guy we know at Konami named Jay walked up and was like, "Oh, there's something inside it. Do you want to come see it?" I was like, "Yeah."
Oh.
And it was the Phantom Pain demo.
Boom.
Now they have released it. They have released it online since then. But we got to sit in a dark little theater inside their booth with Sean Istone. Hideo was there.
Oh, my God.
His assistant was there. And the reason why I bring this up is it was the most awesome demo ever. I mean, that game, like, that trailer that came out set to that nuclear song
yeah.
was, like, that blew me away. Yeah. I was, like, affected by
that. I mean,
that.
I was stoked by all the stuff we've previously talked about. But for me, E3, all that mattered was
yeah.
all the stuff Konami and Kojima were letting yes. us see of the Phantom.
Well, that was the by far the best trailer release
Great.
During anything.
Yeah.
But regardless of anything else, they said, okay, yeah, we're going to play through like 30, 40 minutes of it. You want to check it out? It's like, yeah. So we were watching it, and it was awesome, and it's open world, and it's just, it looks incredible. But it was that situation where E3 is just hot and sweaty and gross.
And you're tired.
They bring you into this dark, cold room to see this thing, and I'm with
yeah. The
there's like 10 other there's like 10 other people in the room, and they're playing this demo, and I just start.
Oh God!
Oh, I shouldn't. Why am I nodding off? But it's such a that's happened to me. I've been invited to private things before,
yeah.
and they're always in a dark thing like that.
It's like,
oh my God!
It's
yeah.
a 30-minute gameplay.
Yeah,
but. How long are they talking to you before that?
Regardless, it's just like, oh my God, it's the first time I've sat down and it's like really cool in here and oh my God. So then I'm like trying to snap out of it and I look, same thing's happening to my brother. Okay. But then I look to the left and there's like two other press people that are both nodding off. And I'm like, oh shit, this is so rude. Like I got to wake up. And then I look, Hideo is sitting there and his assistant is next to him and she's smiling and going,
you called him on the carpet.
Whoa, throwing him under the bus.
No, it was really funny. Everyone in the room was doing the same thing.
I was riveted when I first watched
I was.
I would not have been falling
asleep. You shouldn't
have
said that story.
You know what? When I went, this is totally unrelated, but I will make it related.
Yeah.
8th grade, trip to Washington, D.C. I went to Gettysburg. They took us into a little theater
yeah.
to like show us how the battle went down. And they had a model of the hills with like little fucking stupid Christmas lights. All, and he'd be like, here was the Southern Army.
Bling.
All these Christmas lights up. And they advance over the hills. And like subsequent rows of Christmas lights light up to move. I fell asleep. Every single person in my class fell asleep. And afterwards, we all had a big discussion about how we were pretty sure that room and the way the lights were flashing, it was just designed.
Hypnotic.
Yeah, it was like a designed to be this hypnotic trick that just put you to sleep. Maybe they unintentionally made one of those.
Yeah,
at
E3. I think that can happen.
I think rooms that if they're dark and quiet and like there's like subtle like lights moving in and out,
soothing,
yeah, that'll put you to sleep.
When you are at E3 or any convention, you'll know that like you get fucking tired. You're walking around all day. You're always in, like, it's a lot. It's hot. It's miserable. It's loud. And to get away from that and be a cool area to sit down, yeah.
How many times have you gone to see a late night movie when you probably are a little too tired to, and you're just fighting to stay awake
yeah.
the whole time? It's
but
the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, heat just adds to that when you've just been walking around.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways, E3 was amazing. I had an awesome.
And shouts out to Rocco.
Shouts out.
Yeah, hey, Rocco, shouts out to
Thank you.
You.
He brought me a Diamond Dogs shirt back
yeah.
from Kojima.
From Kojima
Thank
Productions.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Like, more than anything, I was bummed that I didn't go to get a shirt. And the
yeah,
because
you could see all the staff wearing
them.
Oh,
dude, and I saw his assistant was posting, like, we're giving these away. We've got them, you know, if you watch the demo today. And when I texted you half hoping you were going to be like, yeah, we're going to go watch the demo
yeah.
today.
But then I found out while I was there, they had Diamond Dog shirts.
Yeah.
And they only made like a few hundred of or whatever. But then they said, oh, but Hideo made an Outer Heaven shirt.
Yeah.
And they made like five.
I saw him wearing those.
Yeah.
That shirt was fucking rad.
Yeah.
That's a cool logo.
Yeah. Sorry, dog.
Sorry, dog.
Couldn't get you that.
Hi, Diamond Dog.
All the Metal Gear like logos. Like it's always a patch thing, like the fox, or you got the old foxhound, like cartoon dog shooting the bullet around him. A lot of people get tattoos of those, which I always think
it's pretty tough.
No, I just
no, I disagree.
Well, it's not for me.
Not for
but
you.
I
it's,
always,
but it's like it's almost as tough as like a cartoon military thing.
I always like I always like his logo aesthetic. He puts a lot into that, like the XOF badge, and then you get the Outer Haven one, the Diamond Dogs logo. Like his logo work, I think, always makes a cool patch.
Yeah.
Who would you be more afraid of? Let's say you're walking down a dark alley and this crazy person comes around the corner with like a knife, right?
Yeah.
And they rip off their shirt. Two scenarios.
Yeah.
They have a Metal Gear Solid tattoo,
okay,
like on their chest, like the Foxhound badge, like you said. Or they have a Batman tattoo. Who are you more afraid of?
Neither.
No,
I've
no,
seen,
no. But you have to pick one.
But I've seen the guy with the Dago bolts or the swastika tattoo on his chest. That's the scary guy.
Well, obviously, that's
the
scary
guy with the comic book tattoo.
We know that.
I mean, I've got anime tattoos. I'm not worried about Batman Fan 69.
But this guy, he's kind of scary because he's crazy and he has a knife.
Why is his name Batman Fan 69?
I don't know. I just feel
Bat.
Like...
He's kind
got,
of scary because
like,
he's coming
arm.
To kill you, but which is less scary? The Batman tattoo or the Mega, the Mega 64 tattoo would obviously be the least scary.
Least scary, because then you know he's a
well,
fan.
The Batman tattoo would be the least scary because he's there for to not kill you.
Yeah, he's into justice.
Yeah, he's so way into justice
yeah,
and helping
justice.
People.
The
so.
Metal Gear fan's probably a gun nut.
Yeah.
That,
yeah,
that
that's
goes
a good
hand
point.
In hand. I'd be more scared.
And Batman doesn't,
that's
Batman
that's
doesn't
that's
kill
that's
people.
I'd be more
so,
scared
that's
of
not scary.
The Metal. He probably has like a SOCOM, like a Mark 22. At least he's going to put me to sleep. Or
no, because
no,
he doesn't
no.
kill.
He's naked with a knife.
Naked Snake.
He's
right.
Naked Snake.
Yeah.
But because
naked.
He doesn't kill people.
Naked Snake 69.
Right on his arm.
I don't think that means Batman is not scary, though.
Shouts out to everyone I've met. You've come by the booth and shown off your Foxhound tattoo. Shouts out.
Shouts out, shouts out, shouts out, shouts out, shouts out, shouts out.
You gotta put bullets in all of these, Sean.
Shouts out.
I don't.
Yeah,
I do.
Oh, okay.
When you say shouts out, I'm
you know what? I'm more scared of the Batman guy because I feel like you were once on the side of good and you've obviously cracked. No, no telling what's going to happen.
Oh, because, you've got a knife out.
Yeah, it's
you're
like,
tattooed shirtless at night. That's
like Dark Rogue Jedi.
Yeah. Anyone naked in an alley with a knife is going to intimidate me.
At night.
No matter what tattoo.
Exactly,
they have.
Exactly. But which tattoo kind of comforts you, I guess is the question. Like, oh, I might get out of this. He has a Metal Gear tattoo.
You know, we recently filmed something where we had to look pretty intimidating.
Yeah.
None of us took our shirts off and, like, held knives in an alley. That would have been.
Well, we weren't that intimidating.
Yeah, we're a little bit intimidating.
I was pretty scared of Derek. His character had an extra flair.
Yeah, but we can't talk about it.
True.
The video's not
hey,
you
want to open this up or do you want to wait for the after show?
We should say, no, we should open that. But I wanted to talk about, we put out a video this past week.
Oh yeah.
Do you want to play our vids?
Sure.
Sure.
Hold on. Fucking video.
I never saw that. I never heard that before.
You never, ever?
I never got... That was not approved. Okay, who's hosted this fucking show? And who's approving the fucking videos on this show? Wow. All right, wow. Let's talk about Arvids.
So, yeah, we put out Beta Man Early Access with Beta Man. It's a new character, a new video that we did. I had a real good time making it, I suppose.
I suppose.
Very topical.
Beta Man was a great video.
This week was the Steam sale thing.
Yeah, it kind of coincided.
Yeah.
Very nicely.
We didn't even realize.
Plus,
we didn't plan that.
E3 gave away the tons of betas and alphas announced at E3.
Yeah. Did they really?
Yeah.
How funny.
I've been playing Destiny and Battlefield. Crazy.
Are they good?
Yeah.
Are they broken? Well, you got them for free.
These
There's
are
no
free
problem
betas.
When you get a free beta. That's awesome.
Unlike paid betas, these are free betas.
You
I
know
love
what?
Brian's part in this new video.
Yeah.
Especially.
Brian's part was my favorite part in the whole video.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was great.
Maurice?
I was going to say, I saw some comments online that people didn't understand the joke of our video.
Huh.
We did release a video. If you haven't seen it yet, go check it out. It's called Beta Man. And it plays on the humor of charging people money for a product
that is not up to the quality one would expect for something they would pay money for.
Oh.
Check
You're
it
like,
out.
Beta Man runs a beta discount warehouse.
Exactly.
Selling all kinds
and,
of beta products.
And much like the games themselves, like, Beta Man does warn you. I mean, at the beginning, he's like, it's not perfect.
Yeah.
But it's a way for us to get feedback.
You know going into it. What
yeah.
You're
but at the same but time. Do you? But at the same time,
People
then,
are too
then the prices start getting higher.
Yeah.
And we're not really, it's not really working correctly. It's like this kind of tango situation.
Well, I'm not seeing
like,
progress.
I don't know.
What was funny was we actually did get Brian to play DayZ, and that was the first time he had
yeah.
ever laid eyes on DayZ, captured on footage in the Beta Man video.
Yeah.
Okay.
I let him play my copy of DayZ, and I just let him, you know, kill my character, which, you know.
Happens pretty easily.
I've actually never died in DayZ. That was
really?
The first time my character had died.
Oh, really?
If you play DayZ,
yeah, that's right,
if anybody out there had, like, played DayZ and was familiar with it, you may have noticed that my character was fucking stacked, like, had a big backpack,
yeah, you had, all
had
those
two flashlights. I think I may have even had a gun or something. I'm not sure. Had food, had a can opener. I did all the legwork. It's kind of sad to watch Brian. I knew. I was like, oh, dude, he's going to kill my guy. Oh,
that sucks,
dude. I was like, oh, I haven't died yet. Oh, I got a fucking I got a backpack. Shit. But then I was just like, fuck this game. Let him die.
Yeah, I've never lasted more than, like, 12 minutes in that game.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. Funny. Or I, yeah. I've played for 45 minutes and not found, seen, or done
anything. Okay, all right, well, hey, that's the experience I've always had.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's either like I am spawned and there. It's like, what's the point of fucking trying? I didn't even know what happened, or what the fuck? Where is something?
Yeah,
to do?
I never found anybody. The one time I found a guy, I got on the microphone. I was like, "Hey, what's up? Come out of the house and talk to me." I said it just like that. He ran out the back door of the house. I never saw. I never saw another person in the entire game.
But like, I'll never even see a zombie.
I mean, when you do, honestly, they, like, run through walls. They're really easy to kill.
Yeah.
DayZ, everybody. Check out Beta Man. It's more entertaining than DayZ. Yeah. Guaranteed.
It was really weird.
Yeah.
Like, I got a lot of, like, really, like, hateful, like, mean, like, emails and, like, there's some videos
Guys.
That, like, there's some videos that, like, might not take off as well as others.
We're
and
just
that's
poking fun,
and that's
though.
Fine. But
have
I just got... No. It wasn't even that. It was just... So, they were just full of, like, anger. And I didn't... That
about,
I didn't
about,
really
about
get.
About the most recent
People
video?
Don't have a sense
yeah,
of humor.
It, about... It wasn't even... No. Not that. Like, just... not only... Okay, I didn't like the video, but... Like, oh, you... Wow. So fucking lazy, like... Lots of, like, wow, you just shot this on a green screen. How fucking lazy. And I'm wondering if they watched it all or, I mean, anything you talked about, we had a vignette about. Like,
yeah.
Like we went and...
Practically shot
I just don't,
in a set with effects sometimes.
Yeah.
Like.
And I just, I got so many, oh, so more lazy bullshit. And I'm just, what was so angering about this video? I was just really surprised by that. Like... It's not going to hit with everybody and whatever, but it was really weird.
I liked the green screen type. I think that effect, and especially
yeah.
the way Derek walked around and stuff,
and,
that
yeah.
fit the it, I'm a late night like
yeah.
ads.
Yeah.
I'm doing an infomercial on public access. Like,
yeah.
we could have found a parking lot to film in.
I mean,
but,
yeah.
I mean,
and that was, but that was another thing I got a ton of emails about was, someone brought up, like, we did, we made fun of The Office. There was a scene in The Office where they were, like, in a parking lot, and they green-screened themselves into it. And it was super shitty, and it was like, why didn't you just go outside and fucking film it in a parking lot?
Uh-huh.
So I got all these emails that were like, wow, you just did it! And it's like, it's not
our
really...
Video's like
I mean, our video is... No, but our...
It can be whatever
it is. It's green-screened. It is. We weren't trying to convince you it wasn't.
Yeah,
just like,
wasn't.
When he walks away, he... Have you seen him walk away at the end? Like, it's... We know. I just don't... I don't know.
Hey.
I got really... More so than usual, like, just vitriol, like, filled...
Everyone...
It was really weird.
Who didn't get it... Listen, these three are artists.
Oh, yeah.
And they
yeah.
need to convey
yeah.
their art.
Yeah.
It wasn't even...
Hey.
No.
If it's not for you, It's there.
Are you gonna,
it's their art.
Are you going to email fucking Andy Warhol and say, dude, why do you like soup so much?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
What are you going to do? Are you going to text him or tweet him?
Are you going to tweet him?
Yeah. Are you going to Facebook message?
At Andy Warhol 69?
You're probably the asshole who Facebook messaged Dolly and be like, have you actually seen a fucking animal?
You fuckhead.
It's called art.
These
okay?
artists need Look, to express themselves.
I didn't stick a rose in the tip of a gun.
It.
I didn't invent this for nothing. This is called art. This gives us a pass. If you don't get it, go back to school.
Shouts out.
Shouts out.
That's what Rocco was trying to say.
Yeah. Anyway, I wasn't saying anybody didn't get it or anything like that. I just was really confused. That just was like...
Well, we solved it.
I'm confused.
Yeah, we solved it.
Like,
I don't know what you're confused
I'm
about.
Confused.
We ended the confusion and
Look,
racism.
Rocco cracked the last case, but this one was left to the other three super detectives, mainly...
Well...
Cool Batman.
Me and Don Hell.
It was mainly Cool Batman who solved it.
Yeah.
Not Golf Batman.
Mainly.
Is that what your universe is called? Your Batverse?
Yeah.
Golf Batman?
We're gonna open these.
Some artists.
I am the nine.
No, let's do it.
All right, we got some packages.
Crack
yeah.
them open.
If you want to send us anything, our PO box is Mega 64, PO box 713-090, Santee, California 92072. And you could send us stuff that we may very well open on the podcast.
May very well.
Whoa.
Here.
This one was from. Let's see. This is from Jack. Jack K. And he sent a beanie. I'm extremely bored at work, and watching a podcast saved me from being bored to death today. It was either this or office supplies, so enjoy. So I guess this guy's telling
Next
us
time office
where,
supplies.
Is he telling us where he works here?
Rob's Run 2010. A little bit dated.
Yeah, we could have used the office
supplies. Yeah, next time office supplies, dude.
Or at least a hat from this year. I mean,
no, thank you, Jack. Thank
four
you.
Four seasons ago, man.
From Sean M.
Whoa. Sean Seanception.
He Real gave us Leo. A jar of pickles. Tommy's... pack those pickles and peppers.
Dude.
Hot.
That
hey,
sounds-
so he says, according to him... Wow, that
Tony,
by the way,
Tony Paco's.
The that label of that has Tommy? A girl pepper and a male pickle, and they are...
Can I see?
Something's
going to
happen.
They are... Hey, they're knocking boots.
In cahoots.
But according to... they really are.
If you zoom in closely...
Are their boots doing a little...
Oh, they are knocking boots.
They're knocking boots.
Are those X's and O's in between them?
And they are.
Ooh. That means it's hugs and a kiss.
So they're hugging Hold and on, kissing real and real knocking boots. Back. They're doing everything short of fucking each other.
But we were told on Amazon, or we were told that these are like the best pickles. So we'll try that. We'll open this, but then I'm trying one.
Hey, speaking of best foods ordered on Amazon,
yeah.
Some guy Sorry. At E3 gave Sean Stroop. Whoa,
dude!
Someone gave Sean Stroop waffles.
Yeah,
holy shit! I ordered them on Amazon.
You did?
I did.
A real gun
so
soon.
Good.
They're like a Danish.
You only get them in like. Finland or the
Norway
Netflix
or something?
Or something. Oh my god, they were so good.
Yeah. So we got another package here. It's from our friend Bobo the Hippo.
Bobo the Hippo.
Now, we've been anticipating this, and it's got all kinds of badass like art, like fan art and shit all over it. Falls down under. I almost hate to ruin the package. Here, do you want to
Yeah, it? We're going to open it up. We don't know what's in here. Normally, we screen this stuff.
Oh, fuck.
It could be Gwyneth Paltrow's
he
head.
Can he be trusted?
It could be treasure. Oh, we don't know. It could be a box. It could be gold doubloons. This is like when Geraldo cracked open Al Capone's vault.
Yeah.
And there was just jelly beans inside.
Is that what was in there?
Who knows what was in there? Who knows what's in here?
Oh,
here it is.
Ready?
Okay. Could be a bunch of trash, which... Oh, whoa.
Whoa, what is this? What are we looking at?
It's not trash.
I see food.
I see
Holy
candy.
Shit.
And then what's in that?
Wrappings. That's like a cloth kiwi wrapping.
Oh, my God.
Look at all the candy.
Holy shit.
Buzzy bee.
Dude, this is awesome.
What is
you know
it?
What? Someone gave me one of these for Sawyer. I think maybe it was him. She loved it and wore it out. And there's another one for me. Fucking rad.
Oh, he sent you for a you? Toy for, me. For your kid?
Maybe Rocco wants the buzzy bee.
Yeah, what if Rocco wants the buzzy bee?
I don't want
the
buzzy
bee. He gets all the other things on the buzzy bee.
Oh,
I want the goddamn buzzy bee!
Somebody already gave me a buzzy bee. Here's another one for me!
I need it.
Shuts out.
Shots in.
Hey. Included?
Oh my god.
I don't see one.
Oh, are those Tim Tam? Alright, you can have the B.
I want a Tim Tam.
Oh, Tim Tam.
Oh my god.
Baby.
Why can't we all share everything?
No, Tim Tam. Oh, I've wanted Tim Tam for so long. It's an Australian treat. They sell it in Japan.
Oh. Eric.
But not in the US anymore.
Fuck. I don't know if anyone else wants to take this home, but maybe me and you can get some Vegemite.
No!
Yes.
Please, you just threw away all of our condiments from 2005. Please don't bring Vegemite home.
But Vegemite is brand new and it's not expired.
Oh, Tim Tam, baby, where have you been?
Trivia's delight.
Oh, no way, really?
Yeah.
That shit will, like, rip out your fillings. It's awesome.
Hell yeah.
Really? Yep. You guys are already eating?
Oh.
No.
Wait, you haven't offered it?
Tim Tam.
They've already decided where it all goes.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, in my
apparently.
Okay, have one.
They detected a location for the goodies.
Does anyone want Buzzy Bee besides me?
No.
Apparently not.
Whatever.
No.
This tastes like a shittier Kit Kat.
Can we get Kevin one? Right. Kevin, would you like one?
Sure. Here you go.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
I gave Kevin one.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. This was podcast 310. Almost 311.
Oh!
Oh, man.
What are we going to do for the next one? Who knows?
I don't know.
Something fun, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
What is
this?
What?
So much candy?
Derek's still upset about Busy Bee. I can tell.
We all are. We're all upset.
Oh, another Busy Bee for me. Fucker.
Oh, I think this guy gave me one a couple months ago, but...
I like this so much to take another for
Looks
myself.
Like the seconds for me too.
You know what, Derek?
Yeah.
In honor of that, here.
You got a pickle.
Free gift for you.
Oh! What are you doing?
It's your pickle juice on me.
What is it?
No
Good
way.
Night!
Wait.
Wait, yeah, we gotta watch this.
Oh. No. So good.
Oh, it mixes the chocolate.